السميع العليم والشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أحمد الله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. وبشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أحييكم بتحية الإسلام. السلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. Tonight, inshallah, we will start with the نسب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأسرته. We're going to start with the family of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And what is the benefit if we study about his family or his tribe صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ There is a lot of benefits to prove for everybody that Allah choose the family and the tribe of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. خيار من خيار من خيار عليه الصلاة والسلام. مثل ما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر في الحديث في صحيح مسلم that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم told us in صحيح مسلم that Allah choose from Prophet Ismail Kinana, and he choose from Kinana Quraysh, and he choose from Quraysh Hashim, and he choose from Bani Hashim Abdullah, and he choose a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khiyar min khiyar min khiyar means the best among the best among the best. Because in that time, the culture of Arabs, they have different kind of relationship between man and woman. Some of them, just for example, lady can open her door for more than one man to have relation with her. When she become pregnant, when she delivered her baby, she sent for all of them, the one who did relation with her, and she choose the most rich person to make him a father for her son, and no one can reject. This is the system, how the system used to work before Islam. But Islam prohibited all these relations. Or the husband will tell her wife, go to other man, he's strong person, he's a rich, he's a wise person, and he forced his wife to go have relation with other man, ليستنجب منه الولد. Subhanallah, to have a strong boy, or to have a handsome boy, or to have a wise boy. And she go to make relation with that man and came back, live with her husband. There is nothing wrong with that. But the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jaa min nikah. Nikah means marriage, not min sifah, not from adultery, not from zina. And this is the benefit why we study about the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah choose his parents and grandparents, grandparents, till for the correct narration till the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Whatever beyond that, it's not for sure, and we don't like to even talk about it because there is no benefit for that. Since Prophet Ibrahim and his son Ismail, all the way till Abdullah, the father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them, they came from correct marriage, and the father and the mother, they are knowing for their tribes, the best among the best. And just to look at نسب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ابن عبد الله ابن عبد المطلب. هنعرف دلوقتي المطلب his name شيبة. المطلب شيبة وهو جد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the grandfather of Prophet محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ليس اسمه عبد المطلب, اسمه شيبة. We will see why he has a nickname عبد المطلب. ابن هاشم, هاشم أيضا اسمه عمرو. هاشم اللي هو يعتبر جد والد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اسمه هاشم, اسمه عمرو, لكن سمي هاشما لأنه كان يهشم الخبز لإطعام الحديد من out of generosity. He used to break the bread with the meat for pilgrims in the time of Hajj, and they called him Hashiman, but his name Amr. هو محمد بن عبد الله بن عبد المطلب ابن هاشم ابن عبد مناف ابن قصي ابن كلاب ابن مرة ابن كعب ابن لؤي ابن غالب ابن فهر, وهو الملقب بقريش. ابن فهر ابن مالك ابن النضر ابن قيس ابن كنانة ابن خزيمة ابن مدركة ابن إلياس ابن مضر ابن نزار ابن معد ابن عدنان ابن إسماعيل ابن إبراهيم عليهم وعلى نبينا الصلاة والسلام. What we need from all this chain, just to look at the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his father. First of all, the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name, what is his name? The grandfather, the father of Abdullah. Hashim. Huh? Hashim. The grandfather. Hashim, you know, the third, the second grandfather for Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. His name Hashim. And his name, the real name Amr. He used to go to Bilad al-Sham. He used to go in trip. And Hashim, he's the first one started the trip up north to Bilad al-Sham and down to Yemen, south. In his time, he was a leader of Mecca, and he started a new system, because Mecca has no water at all, except whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down from the rain for them to drink and to water their harvest, if they have some of them, and their cattle or their animals. And he, sometime in the time of Hajj, there is no food at Mecca for pilgrims. And he called out for the people of Mecca, and he encouraged them, we are the sons of Ismail, we are the sons of Ibrahim, and it's a shame upon us when the people came to the house of Allah, to visit the house of Allah, and there is no food or water for them. And he started, he was rich. He started, he said, I will make a food for them. If anyone among you would like to help out, the door is open. Subhanallah, who was the generosity? You cannot buy it. It's something in your blood, in your heart, in your body, you know, to be happy, to help people out, to be generous. And this is the reason why Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was the most generous on earth. كان أجود الناس صلى الله عليه وسلم, because he inherited generosity from his family, from his chain of his family and his tribe, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hashim, summiya Hashima, because he used to break the bread with the meat, which is al-thareed, the best food among Arabs, al-thareed. فضل عائشة على نساء العالم كفضل الثريد على سائر الطعام. ما تصلى على الحبيب. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه. سيدنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما حب يمدح عائشة, may Allah be pleased with her and her father and all the companions, he said, you know, Aisha has superior above all the women of al-alameen, like the superior of the meat above all other food. Hashim, or Amr, his name Amr, Ibn Abd Manaf, he started Rihlatay Shita was Saif, and he took responsibility to receive the visitors of the house of Allah and to feed them and to give them the water during the time of Hajj. And he took a lead for that. And the rest of the Quraysh, they submit to his command and they did not refuse whatever he asked for. He went one day up north to Bilad al-Sham and the business trip. And he passed away where? Ikhwana bta Filistin. Gaza. They called it Gaza Hashim. Ma tsma'tish ay mushuda kida yqul lak wa Gaza Hashim. Hashim hadha huwa Amr ibn Abd Manaf, walid Abd al-Muttalib. The father of Abd al-Muttalib, the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abd Manaf, he has four children. One of them, Hashim. Hashim, the second grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has Al-Muttalib aydan, and he has Abd Shams and Nufa. We will just focus on Hashim or Amr ibn Abd Manaf because he is the one of our chain today. When he passed away, and his brother, his name Al-Muttalib. When he passed away in Bilad al-Sham, in Palestine, in Gaza, and his brother, his own brother, his name Al-Muttalib. Before he went to Gaza, he got married in Medina. من هم أخوال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في المدينة؟ من أخوال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ بني النجار. بني النجار لما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هاجر من مكة إلى المدينة, هو نزل على بني النجار أخواله في المدينة. يعني إيه أخواله؟ هاشم ابن عبد مناف أو عمرو ابن عبد مناف, when he went from Mecca to his business trip to Palestine, he stopped by Medina and he got married from a woman. Her name is Salma bint Amr from Bani al-Najjar in Medina. And he continued in his trip and he did not come back from his trip. His wife become pregnant. Of who? Of Shayba. Who's Shayba? Shayba, huwa Abd al-Muttalib. Where did this word come from, Abd al-Muttalib? Shayba, when his mom gave him a birth, he has a gray hair in his forehead here. بعض الخصلة من الشعر الأبيض. فلما رأت منه هذه الخصلة فقالت هو شيبة من الشيب. Gray hair. شيبة. When Hashim passed away in Gaza, And his brother Al-Muttalib, he took over his position. He became a leader for Mecca and Quraysh, and to feed the pilgrims and to give them the water, to help them, to receive them, to welcome them during the Hajj time. And he didn't know that his brother Hashim or Amr, he got married in one time from Medina, from Bani Najjar. But after few years, he got the news that his brother got married one woman from Bani Najjar, her name Salma bint Amr, and his brother has a son, his name Shayba. And he went to Al-Madina, asked his mom to give, you know, to give him his nephew.
His nephew.
And for example, first of all, his mom did not agree to send him with his uncle. She said, you know, he was born here, let him grow here in Medina with his family. He said, no, he must go to the kingdom of his dad back there in Mecca. And after long conversation, she gave the permission for Al-Muttalib to take with him who? Shayba. Yeah, remember the white hair in his forehead. Shayba, min al-shayb. And later on she agreed, and he gave him a ride in his camel. When he arrived into Mecca, when the people saw Al-Muttalib and he has a young boy, 5 years old, they said, the slave of Al-Muttalib. They said, Abd Al-Muttalib. Al-Muttalib, he brought a slave to serve him. And he said, no, this is not my slave. This is my niece. Wake up. This is my nephew. This is the son of my brother. From that time, people stick in their mind Abd Al-Muttalib. But he is not Abd Al-Muttalib. His name Shayba ibn Hashim ibn Abd Manaf. We're good till this point. I know we do not have the board tonight. I prepared some picture for the tree, you know, for all these names, but unfortunately, subhanAllah, I'm so sorry for that, because a lot of things in my plate, and this is my bad. But anyway, we were good until now. Now we will look at Abd al-Muttalib, his name Shayba. Abd al-Muttalib, when he came, and after his uncle passed away, who's his uncle? Al-Muttalib. When he passed away, he went in the other time, go down to Yemen, and he passed away. SubhanAllah, look like, you know, they took advantage of any time in their life, just because Mecca has nothing in that time. Mecca has, even Zamzam wasn't there in that time. It's a lot of dryness in that time. There is no food, there is no... And they tried to go, رحلات الشتاء والصيف, الشتاء, to go down to Yemen because it's warmer down there. الصيف, go up to بلاد الشام because nicer over there up north. During the summertime, it will be colder than Mecca. This is رحلات الشتاء والصيف. Al-Muttalib, he went in one trip down there to Yemen and he passed away. And now, the 5 years old, he grow up and he become a very wise man, very strong man, and he took the lead after his uncle, who? Al-Muttalib. Now, Abd al-Muttalib or Shayba, he saw a dream. Somebody called him out to dig بره. بره means من ال من ال من البر اللي هي kindness. قال احفر بره. And he wake up. He didn't understand what that means. In the following night, he has the same dream, but he told him, احفر زمزم. Dig زمزم. And he didn't know what that means because just he heard somebody calling him, احفر زمزم, but he has no idea what زمزم means in that time. When he wake up for the second day, he didn't get the message. For the third night or the third time, he has the same sentence, احفر زمزم عند الغراب الأعصم, means this is the sign. For third time, Allah gave him sign, you will find the place of زمزم next to الغراب الأعصم. الغراب الأعصم, it's rare kind of crows. You know the crow, the black bird? It's rarely to find a white feather in the الغراب. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this الغراب الأعصم. The غراب has one ريشة بيضاء, one white feather. When he wake up the third time, and he looked at the area and he found al-ghurab al-a'sam. He found as a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or as a sign. كأنها علامة أرسلها الله له. فبدأ بالحفر. And the people of Quraysh, they stopped him. What are you doing? He start digging in this area. Next, you know, if you visit Mecca maybe 10 or 20 years ago, you can see Zamzam. You can go down and drink from the well of Zamzam and take a shower. But now they changed the place completely. You cannot see Zamzam anymore. You will have the water of Zamzam, but you do not see the real well of Zamzam. When he started digging in this area, the people of Quraysh, they stopped him. What are you doing? قال جاءني هاتف أمرني أن أحفر في هذا المكان. قال والله لا نخلي بينك وبين ما تريد. By Allah, we will not let you do whatever you ask me for. And what happened? They almost to fight. Even he was a leader, but they had concern. They were afraid to let him dig next the Kaaba. The Kaaba might be destroyed or other things. They said, we buried all our fathers and our grandfathers in this area, you know, to protect their bodies. We will not let you know, we will not let you dig in this area. And they had counseling. Somebody suggested them, why don't go to psychic al-arrafah, the psychic, the person who claimed that he knows, you know, something in future. They called it psychic. And they went to the psychic, almost 30 men. They arrived their camels and they went up north to go to Bilad al-Sham to ask about how to resolve this problem. And they get lost in the middle of desert, all of them. And they said to each other, you know, it will be a shame if we died here and the birds will eat our bodies. And if each one of them, he dig his grave, his qabr, and sit next to his qabr. They said, because who will die from us? The other people will cover his body with the or Abdul Muttalib. He stood up and he said, we should not wait for death to come to us. We have to do something. Yeah, we are men, we are strong, even if we have no water, have no food, but we have to do something. We should not submit ourselves to wait for death. And he said, I will go. If anyone would like to join me, just follow me. And he arrived his camel. And his camel just almost to stand up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a miracle for him. The water comes out underneath the foot of his camel. And all of them, they drank the water and they were very thankful. And they said, oh, Abdul Muttalib, we should not go to the sighting. We have to go back to Mecca. We agree for whatever you ask for. And they came back from the middle of the trip. When they came back, when they returned back to Mecca, and he started digging in the place of Zamzam, and he found two deers of gold and some shields of gold and some other swords, five swords of gold also. And they melted one deer of gold, and they made the door of the Kaaba and the other suyuf and the dirah. You can see them in the door of the Kaaba until today. Anyway, and he nadhara لو رزقني الله بعشرة من البنين لأذبحن أحدهم تقربا إلى الله. Why? لأنه يعني he felt it's not right. I tried to do something good and the people of Quraysh stopped me. If I have 10 strong sons or boys, if Allah give me 10 of them, I will slaughter one of them as a sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after years, Allah gave him how many boys? 10. Allah gave him 10. And what happened after that? He must fulfill the promise. Because he said, if Allah gave me 10 boys, I will slaughter one of them. And the time to fulfill his promise came. And he took all of them, the 10 of them. 10 of them, who knows that the 10 children of Abdul Muttalib or Shayba? Abu Lahab, his name Abdul Uzza, Abu Lahab, Al-Abbas. عم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلهم أعمام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم العباس الزبير أبو طالب دي لنا معه وقفة حتيجي لأن هو حيكون كفيل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد ما يموت جده عبد المطلب أبو طالب سيدنا حمزة أسأل يعني لقب بإيش أسد الله سيدنا حمزة Abdullah, the father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Harith, Al-Ghaydaq, Al-Ghaydaq يعني الجواد الذي يغدق, Al-Ghaydaq, والمقوم أو المقوم وصفار. الثلاثة الأخرى دول يعني لم ينجبوا أولاد. They did not have children and just their name disappeared after that. Let us come back to the nadhr of Abd al-Muttalib. The moment came and he must slaughter one of his children as a sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he took all of them to the near the Kaaba. And he made a lottery. You know lottery? Yep. To write the name on the piece of wood and to throw it on the floor and pick up one of them. And he wrote all the names of his children. By the way, Abdullah, he was the most beloved son for his dad. Abdullah, the father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the most beloved one to his heart. But see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan. And when he put all the names of his sons, the 10 of them, and they pick up one piece of the wood. Whose name?
Abdullah.
And he took Abdullah. When we look at the story right now, how come that he will slaughter Abdullah, and he didn't know that Allah will send down the last final messenger from his back, from his offspring. He didn't know what's going on. The same idea with the mother of Ismail alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salatu wa salam, when she was jogging up and down between Safa and Marwa, and she just tried to look for any tribe or anyone to have some water to save the life of her child. She didn't know at that time that Allah will save him and Allah will send, you know, the solution. I have to fulfill my promise. Subhanallah. They did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly, but they stick with their word. We have a lot of Muslims, unfortunately, just they were like كلام الليل مدهون بزد يطلع عليه النهار يسيح. Yeah, the word of the night just has covered with the pattern. When the sunrise come, you know, it will melt. But Muslims should stick with his word. If you say, I will do that, you never change your mind. And he asked, what should we do? And they said, you remember the story when they went to the psychic to judge between them, to dig the Bir Zamzam? Huh? They said, there is a psychic over there, up north, subhanAllah. We return back, we did not reach here last time, we have to reach here this time. Remember now, subhanAllah, look like Allah has a plan. They remember the cycle Al-Arrafa, اللي كانت في بلاد الشام. And they went to this Arrafa, they went to this psychic, and they asked her, what should we do? How to defend, how to protect that sign from slaughtering? And she said, How many camels that you pay as a diyah, the blood money? And they said 10 camels. In that time it was 10 camels for diyah, the blood money. And she said, write the name of Abdullah in one piece of wood, and the other piece of wood, write the 10 camels and throw them on the floor and pick up one of them. If the name of Abdullah comes up, you have to repeat it second time or third time or fifth time. You know how many times happened?
10.
When they throw the sticks on the floor and they pick up one of them, the name of Abdullah comes out. Subhanallah. Until 10 times, and the other stick has 100 camels comes out. And he slaughtered 100 camels. And the narration says, الرواية تقول فتركها يعني للناس يأكلون والسباع والضباع كل والطير. سبحان الله. كانت حاجة كبيرة جدا أن يذبح 100 من الإبل مرة واحدة. ومن وقتها سارت الدية 100 من الإبل. قبل ذلك كانت الدية 10 من الإبل فقط. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, صلى الله عليه وسلم, أنا ابن الذبيحين. من هم الذبيحين؟ شايفين الترتيب جاي منين ورايح فين؟ سبحان الله. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, I am the son of two slaughtered people. The first slaughtered we knew him. Who? سيدنا إسماعيل. ها سيدنا إسماعيل أول واحد. لما سيدنا إبراهيم took him, قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك. Oh my son, I saw in my dream that I'm slaughtering you. What do you think? فانظر ماذا ترى. The son responded to his dad, قال Oh my beloved dad, do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you, you will find me among the sabirin. And he didn't show off. He didn't say, you know, yeah, do it. Subhanallah, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him patience, to make him among us sabirin. Because sometimes when we feel that we can do something and we rely on our ability or ourselves, we might feel down. But when we ask Allah's help, we will be able to continue. We will be able to complete it. The first slaughtered person, Sayyidina Ismail, he is the father, you know, the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the second slaughtered person, Ibrahim Abdullah, the father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're good till now. Now, Abdullah, after he grew up and he was very handsome, and he was 25 years old. The narration says, when he used to go in the Shawafi Shawari Mecca, when he used to walk in the streets of Mecca, all women, they wish to marry him. And some of them, they talk to him openly. Are you interested to marry me? No. And one of them, she narrated the story. She said, I saw Abdullah's who? The father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time, and I saw a light in between his eyes. I saw something weird. You know, some bright, something in his ala jabini. وَلَمَّا تَزَوَّجَ آمِنَةً لَمْ أَرَى هَذَا النُّورِ الَّذِي كَانْ فِي جَبِينِهِ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ سبحان الله. وكأنه كان وسيلة ينقل هذا النور إلى آمنة أم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد ذلك خلاص انطفى هذا النور اللي كان موجود في جبينه. فكان كثير من النساء في مكة يرغبن في الزواج به لأدبه وحلمه وورعه وجماله وأناقته سبحان الله. يعني كأن الله عز وجل اختاره ليحمل هذه البذرة الطيبة يضعها في رحم آمنة بنت وهب. خلاص لما جاء سن 25 خرج أيضا في رحلة إيش؟ بزنس تريب. Look like all the whole family, subhanAllah. Because this is the most source for income for the people of Mecca. هذا أكبر دخل أو أكبر طريق للدخل ليهم. لا في زراعة ولا في صناعة ولا ما فيش أي حاجة على الإطلاق. هي التجارة. ولذلك الله عز وجل مهد لهم الطريق أن يتاجروا في أمن وأمان. يذهبوا شمالا وجنوبا لا يستوقفهم أحد. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع. هم كانوا جوعا وآمنهم من خوف. أولم يروا أن جعلنا حرما آمنا ويتخطف الناس من حولهم. يعني all the tribes used to fight against each other except the tribe of Quraysh. No one can stop the caravan of Quraysh either way, going up to Bilad al-Sham or going down to Bilad al-Yaman. No one. You know why? Because all Arabs should go to make Hajj. Not the same person every year, but some people from the same tribe. And they will go to Mecca. If any tribe stopped the caravan of Mecca, you know, they will trap them in Mecca. They will kill them in Mecca. And this is how Allah, Almighty Allah, prepared for the tribe of Quraysh to be saved and to be honored among all Arabs. Now, Abdullah, the father of Prophet Muhammad, he reached 25 years. And he went in the trip, business trip, where? Up north. And he passed away. He did not come back. After he got married from Amina bint Wahb. 3 months later, he went in business trip. And he passed away in his trip. And after that, Sayyida Amina, she gave the birth to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now he has no father. And who took care of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who is the guardian of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who? أول واحد. Remember the one who has some white gray hair, huh? Shaiba, عبد المطلب. He is the guardian of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And after that, his son, Abu Talib. Abu Talib, he took care of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. How many years that Abu Talib took care of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many years? 40 years. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a prophet in age of 40. And he, even more than 40 years, he took care of him until before migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 3 years. Means he took care of him even after the prophethood, 7 years or 10 years after that. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stay in Mecca after al-Nubuwwah, how many years? How many years? 13 years. 13 years. And he stayed in Medina after Hijrah 10 years. The total of the years for the prophethood, 23 years. 10 in Medina and 13 in Mecca. And Abu Talib, he used to take care of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the same year. Both of them passed away in the same year, in Aam al-Huzn, the year of sadness, when As-Sayyida Khadija, the mother of believers, passed away. In the same year, Abu Talib passed away. And even they used to say the internal protection, which is Khadija, for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, passed away, and outside protection passed away also. Abu Talib used to protect him outside, and Khadija used to protect him inside. How? To remind him all the time that Allah will never leave you alone. Allah will protect you. Allah will help you out. And this is, you know, the big job for wives. When they see their husbands really upset or nervous or mad, they have to change the atmosphere inside the house for their husbands. And this is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave glad tidings for Khadija radiallahu anha wa ardaha. Allah sent a special salam for Khadija. And Jibreel came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and qala lahu, ya Muhammad, inna as-salam yuqrib Khadija as-salam. وأخبرنا أن الله بنى لها بيت في الجنة لا صخب فيه ولا نصب. صخب يعني إيه؟ أضواء ضوضاء. صخب يعني الصوت العالي الضوضاء. والنصب يعني التعب. ليس فيه صوت مرتفع وليس فيه تعب. لماذا؟ لأنها كانت تهيئ بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تجعل فيه الهدوء والسكينة والرحمة والاطمئنان والسكن، سبحان الله. فنريد أن نتعلم من هذا. المهم الآن، لما ولد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولد، مات أبوه وهو في بطن أمه. His dad passed away when he was in the womb of his mother. When his mother gave him a birth, and this is the only one thing that Abu Lahab did. When the mother of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a birth, and she sent the servant of Abu Lahab to give the news to Abu Lahab that the wife of Abdullah, Amina bint Wahb, you know, she has a baby boy, and he was so happy. Subhanallah, he didn't know that he will be the big enemy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in that time, he was a happy, and he gave a prize for the servant, for Al-Jariya, her name Thuwaiba, and he set her free because she gave him a good news that Abdullah, you know, has a boy. And when this is, it was on Monday, it was in the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, Monday, the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, the same year of Amilfil, the same year of elephant. You remember the story that we were talking last time, when Abraha came with his army, with the elephants and his soldiers, he want to destroy Kaaba in the same year. After this incident, 50 days or 55 days, different narration, almost 2 months after the Abraha came to destroy the Kaaba, the house of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it as a landmark for everybody. When the year of elephant was mentioned, you know, it's big sign for everybody to recognize the same year that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. And this is also by Allah's plan. Allah has a plan to make this incident happen in the same year that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, for people to remember in their life, to connect these two actions together in the same year. When Thuwaiba went to Abu Lahab, Abd al-Uzza, and she gave him glad tidings that the wife of his brother has a boy, baby boy, and he was happy, and he set her free, and she the first one breastfed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. هي أول من أرضعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أمه من الرضاعة. Who's else? Breastfed Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. حليمة. حليمة السعدية من قبيلة بني سعد. There is two of them. They breastfed Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثويبة مولة أبي لهب عبد العزة. And Halima al-Sa'diyya, and we will have the story of Halima al-Sa'diyya after that. Anyway, in that time, Abd al-Muttalib, Shayba, when he heard that his son Abdullah has a boy, and he took the boy with him, and he went to the Kaaba right away, and he thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he gave him, because you know, عندنا في المثل يقول لك عز الولد ولد الولد. يعني that your grandchild more beloved to your heart more than your own child. And he took, especially now his dad passed away, and his grandfather, he will take care of him. And he took him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Kaaba. This is their culture in that time. And he went over there and he named him. What the name that he gave him? Muhammad. This name wasn't known in Arab Peninsula, wasn't known in Mecca. But when people asked him, why you gave him this strange name? فَقَالَ لِيَكُونَ مَحْمُودًا عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاءِ. Subhanallah. Muhammad, the one who كثير الحمد, the one who praised Allah so much. Muhammad or Ahmed or Mahmoud. All these names, you know, described the person. That the one who is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. من كثرة الحمد. فهو محمد. And he has glad tidings. In the time he was very optimistic. He said, ليكون محمودا. To be praised among the people on earth and among the creatures in the heavens. Subhanallah. And he was wise, very wise. Look, and he didn't know that he will be a prophet and he will be the messenger. He had no idea in that time. But subhanallah, when he has the grandson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him to name him and to give him a name, a special name in that time. And this is for us. When we name our children, we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful because the child will absorb the same characteristics of his name or her name. When you name your child, make sure that you will give them a good name. They will be proud of their names, not to be shy when they grow up. And this is what we need to learn from that. And Abu Abdul Muttalib, Shaybah, he took care of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad.
Long time? 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Allah, 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 Allah. ولد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بشعب بني هاشم في مكة. صبيحة يوم الاثنين التاسع من شهر ربيع الأول لأول عام من حادثة الفيل، لأربعين سنة خلت من ملك كسرى، يوافق ذلك اليوم 22 من شهر أبريل سنة 571 للميلاد حسب ما حققه المؤرخون. When Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was born, his mom narrated the narration. Just she said, لما ولدته خرج من فرجي نور أضاءت له قصور الشام. And this is also other signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show the mother of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, she said, when I gave him a birth, I saw a light comes out of my private part, and the light reflect on the palaces of Bilad al-Sham, Qusur al-Sham, means, you know, that he will be a prophet, a messenger, a ruler, and all these cities and countries will be under his authority in future. This is how they interpreted the what she said. Also, when in the same day that he was born, سقطت أربعة عشرة شرفة من إيوان كسرى. إيوان كسرى, the place of كسرى, you know, there is 14 balconies of the building for كسرى, you know, was broken, were broken, and also other side. And the third one, بحيرة ساوى. بحيرة ساوى, around the Buhira, around the lake, there is a lot of churches. And these churches were eliminated or destroyed. And the water of the lake of Sawa, you know, disappeared. كما روى ذلك الإمام البيهقي. بحيرة ساوى في I did not review it. Who knows where is بحيرة ساوى? We have some helpers here. They will research. They do research. Yeah. Fine. The culture in that time, when they have a new war, they used to send him out of Mecca, you know, and because the atmosphere inside the city, it's not pure. There is no enough fresh air for the person to have a good rest.
In Iraq.
Sawa. جنوب العراق. Yeah. في تبع لبلاد فارس, لأن مملكة فارس was in Iraq, and the Roman كان في بلاد الشام. العراق والشام دي فارس وهذه الروم, والتحت لما تكلمنا في المرة الأولى في الجنوب كانت اليمن. اليمن في الجنوب وبلاد الشام مع الرومان, وبلاد فارس اللي هي العراق مع الفرس والروم, اللي هما وأيضا انطفأت النيران في يوم مولده صلى الله عليه وسلم, انطفأت النيران التي كان يعبدها المجوس, اطفئت النيران في هذا اليوم. وهذا دليل يعني من الله عز وجل ان كل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سيغير وجه الارض, سيغير كل هذه الخرافات وكل هذه الترهات, ويعني سيدخل الناس في دين الله أفواجا. يعني نقف عند هذا الحد. أنا يعني عارف أن المعلومات كثيرة اليوم والأسماء أيضا كثيرة, لكن إن شاء الله عز وجل يعني مراجعة سريعة على ما ذكرناه فقط من الأسماء. من أول عبد مناف. عبد مناف أنجب أربعة أولاد. He had four boys. عمرو بن عبد مناف. His name عمرو بن عبد مناف ولقب بهاشم لتهشيمه العظم واللحم والخبز للحجيج, فغلب عليه الكنية أكثر من اسمه. اسمه عمرو بن عبد مناف, لكنه لتهشيمه الخبز واللحم والعظم للحجيج فسمي هاشما. الولد الثاني لعبد مناف المطلب أخو هاشم. الولد الثالث عبد شمس. الولد الرابع لعبد مناف اسمه نوفل. عبد شمس ونوفل يعني لا علاقة لنا بهم, علشان احنا نريد أن نركز على نسب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. طيب هاشم هذا تزوج بامرأة اسمها سلمة بنت عمرو من بني النجار في المدينة, وهو كان في رحلته إلى بلاد الشام. وهو لما تزوج ودخل بها ثم أكمل في طريقه إلى غزة في فلسطين, ومات في غزة, وقبره إلى اليوم هناك. المكان يسمى غزة هاشم, يقصر به هاشم اللي هو عمرو ابن عبد مناف عبد مناف. طيب لما مات هاشم أخذ الريادة بعده أخوه المطلب، ولما علم أن أخاه أنجب ولدا من امرأة من بني النجار في المدينة ذهب إليه ليأخذه ليرجع في ملك أبيه في مكة، وأقنع أمه على أن يعود معه لملك أبيه وعاد وأردفه خلفه على دابته. فلما دخل مكة ورآه الناس قالوا جاء المطلب مع عبده، فهو عبد المطلب. فقال هو ليس عبدي فهو ابن أخي واسمه شيبة، لكن ترسخ في أذهان الناس أن هذا اسمه عبد المطلب. عبد المطلب هذا هو جد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنجب من الذكور 10 ومن الإناث 6 6 girls or daughters and 10 boys. أبو لهب اللي هو عبد العزة، أبو لهب تبت يدا أبي لهب ومتب. طيب العباس عم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، العباس الزبير ابن عبد المطلب، أبو طالب ابن عبد المطلب، حمزة سيدنا حمزة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه، عبد الله والد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، الحارث، الغيداق، المقوم، وصفار. الثلاثة الأخر لم ينجبوا وانقطع عقبهم ولم يكن لهم ذكر بعد ذلك. بعد عبد المطلب لما أنجب عبد الله تزوج بآمنة بنت وهب، وهي خيار من خيار أيضا. ولما ذهب عبد الله في سن 25 في رحلة تجارية بعد أن بنى بزوجته 3 أشهر، مكث معها 3 أشهر ثم ذهب في رحلة ومات في رحلته بمكان قريب من المدينة. فلما أنجبت آمنة والدة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تكفل به جده عبد المطلب شيبة ابن هاشم، تكفل به. ثم بعدما مات تكفل به عمه أبو طالب. عمه أبو طالب ظل يعني يدافع عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويحرسه أكثر من 40 سنة. ثم لما مات بعدها كان هذا يسمى بعام الحزن للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني نقف هذه الليلة هنا، وإن شاء الله في الأسبوع القادم أو في المرة القادمة نأخذ قصة شق الصدر أو حادثة شق صدر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وإخراج العلقة السوداء من قلبه صلى الله عليه وسلم، ويعني البركات التي حدثت على يديه صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى قبل البعثة وقبل النبوة. فقد يعني أرسل الله أو أجرى الله على يديه معجزات وبركات يعني تنبئ وتخبر أن هذا الرجل له شأن عظيم في المستقبل إن شاء الله. نقف عند هذا الحد ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا هداة المهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين، وأن يهدنا وأن يهدي بنا، اللهم أمين. You have question? تاني؟ مش عايزين نسبق الأحداث. الأم ولا الأب؟ لما توفى أبوه كان هو في بطن أمه يعني تقريبا 3 أشهر في بطن أمه، ولما أنجبت ظل في كفالة جده تقريبا 2 سنين ونيف، وبعد ذلك انتقل إلى كفالة عمه.
يعني هو يعني
لا لا هي تقريبا كان عنده 6 سنوات يعني ظلت وهي يعني هندرسها المره القادمه. هي ارادت ان تذهب لزياره قبر ابي والد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وذهب معها الغلام اللي هو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأم أيمن الخادمة بتاعتها. ولما ذهبوا إلى هناك مرضت في هذه الرحلة وهي تزور قبر زوجها ومرضت في هذه الرحلة في منطقة اسمها الأبواء. الأبواء هذه قريبة من البحر الأحمر قريبة من راغب منطقة اسمها الأبواء. الأبواء من البو يعني اللي هو الناس تتبوأها مكان يجلس فيه الناس المناخ بتاعه معتدل ويجلس فيه الناس فسميت بالأبواء. ولما ماتت هناك يعني دفنت في مكانها هناك. وعاد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى مكة مرة أخرى وظل يتيم الأب والأم بعد ذلك. Make sense? طيب. إن شاء الله we're gonna make أذان and make إقامة right away and we will continue. I know it might be you know slow time, but really I don't like to rush ourselves. We need to understand you know step by step and to even if we repeat it again no problem at all. But to understand if you feel that you missed some parts, you know. Don't hesitate to stop me and to say, could you repeat it again? Because we need to understand the seerah of Prophet Muhammad very well to encourage ourselves to imitate him and to do whatever he used to do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khayran, subhanaka allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wal asr. إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.